For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. If you hear any smacking or chomping, that is Gavin, and he broke his intermittent fasting by 3 minutes. By 3 minutes. I have never been more disappointed in you than I am right now. You just had 3 minutes to go. That's all you had to wait, and you would have kept it for another day.
And you were like, spit that out.
I know. I would have given you, if you'd spit it out, I would have been like, good for
I'll
you.
I'll make myself wait till the end of this Aftercast as punishment.
Okay.
To eat the rest of what I have in front of me.
That is hard because he's not allowed to eat between the hour, or he can only start eating after 10 a.m. And we finish the show and we go right into the Aftercast. We talked about this the other day. And I gave him a minute, but today is Friday. I want to finish up because we actually have lunch today. So we're going to go to lunch, which I'm excited about this place. It's a little hole in the wall place near us called Minio's. And to me, they have the best wings. They all kind of tear me up.
Yeah.
But I love them so much. It's worth any of the abdominal stress after.
And this is us going into the weekend. Yep. There's like the whole 2.5 days to handle what you have to handle.
I'm going home. I'm going to do nothing today. Like, that's my plan, is to eat that and go home. Let's get into some Aftercast stuff here. Nancy Pelosi tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Now, I got to be very careful here because I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea that I'm happy that she is sick. They say she's, like, asymptomatic. I don't wish anyone to get, like, super sick off of this, die off of this.
Nope.
There were some people that I was like, man, I hope you feel it a little, you know. But this one is really crazy because they say she's not considered a close contact. She says the CDC doesn't consider her a close contact, despite the fact that she's in a room with President Biden. She's about a foot away from him. Then there's pictures of him, of her hugging him. Like, it's as close contact can get.
Bending the rules to
Absolutely.
Make it not as bad.
Well, they changed all the rules. That was the thing. You change the rules, you change the game. So, like, wait, CDC says it's okay now. And like, remember, it changed in a day. Just overnight. And so, yeah, they were all maskless and hanging out. And I remember when they used to wear masks to go to Zoom calls with no one else in the room. That was fun.
Or like when, like, the president would come out to address the world, you know, hundreds of feet from anybody, and then he'd take his mask off to talk. I'm like, wow, if you got it from up there, then COVID's much stronger than any of us thought.
See, and that was what DeSantis was talking about when he said the COVID theater, you know, and that's what it was. I understand why Biden did that, because he was trying to set the example of wearing your mask, but it was not necessary, you know, at that time in his situation. But it is crazy, so they're all there. Nah, it's fine. CDC's fine. Your kids still have to wear masks at some schools, though, but don't worry about that. Look over here. Don't pay attention to this.
Look over there.
She's vaccinated, boosted, received her second booster last month, and still got sick. Like, again, I don't want her to be sick, but I just, this story is so crazy that, because for so long it was like, you got to do everything we tell you, and if you do that, you're gonna be safe, and then you find out, no, you're really never totally safe from it. You know.
Well, the idea behind like all of the shots is that it keeps you from getting a very severe case of it, because had it at the beginning of the year and it was basically vacation.
Yeah, I know. I was like, he could come in.
Now, my wife got it a lot worse than I did, so that was a little bit of a bummer for like a day or two. And so they've never promised, oh, you won't ever get it. But I think that the language behind, oh, you didn't get it, is so they vilified everybody who just wasn't comfortable getting a shot. And now, her getting it is sort of a place for us to be like, well.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Okay. Apparently, though, it's funny because it was on ABC News, but it was down at the bottom of the page on the left-hand side and buried where they put all the other news that doesn't matter.
Oh, so they were even doing that?
Oh, yeah. It was buried.
Whereas, rewind a year.
Oh,
that would have been the number one case.
Oh, yeah. And
news story.
And any Republican that got it was like, you're the worst. It was just, again, it's hypocrisy that drives me crazy. Not politically. It's just in general. General hypocrisy drives me nuts. Here's some good news. If you want to make a little bit more money, though, I came across this. It would be a job change for you, Gavin.
Nope.
This is a pretty good job. There's a TV show that I used to watch called BJ and the Bear. It starred a young Greg Evigan, and he was a truck driver, and his co-driver was a monkey. That was Bear. And so he would drive around and get into all kind of misadventures. Sheriff Lobo was always after him, but he would help people, and all the women loved him.
That's funny.
Like, every town he was in, he had a different woman in every town. Like, I'm like, I want to be a truck driver.
With a monkey.
I really did. I super did want to do that for a lot of years. But there's a shortage of truck drivers based on COVID. And so Walmart decided to solve that problem themselves, and it could turn into big money for you. They're looking for people who are working at Walmart. So you could work at Walmart and unload trucks, work in the supply chain thing. And what they're doing for people is they are getting them into training programs to drive trucks for them. It's a 12-week program.
Wow.
You're taught by established drivers. You become a Walmart truck driver. Now, that's great, but it gets even better. Their truck drivers, they say, will now make between $95,000 and $110,000 a
year. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. To drive a truck, that's bang.
And I know that career promises like a lot of time that you're just not at home.
Yeah, you're gone a lot.
Not going to spend your money on all the life that you created in that place that you're at. But that's probably a significantly massive jump from stocking shelves.
Oh, absolutely.
At the store.
Absolutely. And it's like, I mean, sometimes life has a little bit of sacrifice to it. I know when I started working in this job, I mean, I worked a million hours, and there was times I missed things with my family, you know, and I had to be at work and stuff. And it was just part of it. And I just accepted that. And it was kind of deferred gratification. So with each year, it would get a little bit better as you climb up through the ranks and stuff. And you get to the point where eventually you can balance things out. But this is like one of those things, man. You'd be a truck driver. You go, you know, make a bunch of money here in a very short amount of time. And you have to defer some of the stuff and you miss some things.
Sure.
But then is it worth it if you're smart with that money and you use it as a means to an ends to then go and do something else that you want to do or start your own trucking company where you do your own thing and your own time, be a freelancer, you know. I was shocked at, I knew like regular truck drivers when they're working themselves and things like that, they can make really good money, but it's expensive. You think you feel the pain at the pump when you fill your car up for $60? Imagine that $1,000 every time you fill your truck up. Woo! And so that's where that comes into when you're doing your own business, it's more challenging. But if you could make $95,000 a year,
that's a lot.
And not be, you know, paying for fuel and service and things like that, that is
so good.
Pretty great. I've teased my wife about becoming a trucker, and she won't do it. But Betty Rock and I have talked about it.
Oh,
we're like, you know what? We could be a tandem truck driving team.
We'll just get you truck driver hats, come up with your company name. Yeah. And then just get out on the road.
That's it. And then just be gone, make some money, come home.
I'll stay here.
Yeah. It's not a lifestyle.
It's not my
for
world.
You.
I'm too soft.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be tougher. You got to be able to handle truck stop food.
I love truck stop food.
Who does? Who doesn't?
Anything off of a rotisserie that's got questionable meat and cheese in it.
Yeah,
sign
when there's
a
rack of hot dogs just rolling in that roller, and
you have
you're
no
like,
idea how old they are,
and you know they've been there since yesterday, but and they've got that crunch. You're like, all right, that's good. There's something about stopping like at truck stops or gas station food that I absolutely love because it means you're on a trip.
Yeah.
Now, if you're working every day and doing that,
it might lose its flair.
Yeah, it's probably not near as much fun. But let's get on to some least of these. They're saying, the British tabloids are saying that Will Smith checked himself into a luxury rehab clinic to deal with stress and possibly to save his brand if he looks like he's doing something or, as we say today, doing the work.
Doing the work. Work on yourself.
Know, I know. It's so funny. funny. And so I'm curious if this is A, true, and B, if it's like real. Like, did he realize, oh, you know what? I really did step out of line. Or does he himself believe, nah, I'd do it again tomorrow if I didn't have to face this kind of backlash? Or did he go, yeah, that was wrong. I actually do need to get my anger under control. Because I know what it's like to want to hit somebody. Absolutely, I know what it's like to be that mad. But I haven't. I don't, you know. And so there's another line that he stepped over, and can you step back over that line?
And it was just unfortunately on the like absolute biggest stage that you could imagine these people. If this was something where like Chris Rock and Will Smith were having a private conversation that resulted in a slap, I don't think we'd be talking about this at all. We might not have figured it out. Chris Rock probably wouldn't have thrown it out there that, hey, Will Smith slapped me.
Right.
Yeah.
And the children were damaged. That was the other thing.
Poor kids.
This was a weird, but I don't even. I hate to use the word funny, but and not even cool. But it was interesting. We'll go with interesting. There was a destroyed Russian tank in Ukraine. Because they've had some intense fighting there, and you've seen all the stories, and you've seen the people fleeing, and God bless the Ukrainian people that are standing strong and repelling the forces that should have crushed them. They are not succumbing to that, which is great. But there was this destroyed Russian tank, and on the side of it, it was spray painted with the word Wolverines. Ooh. Do you think you know what that means, Gavin?
I would maybe guess that it's like an elite group of Ukrainian rebels that tagged themselves with a cool group name?
Fantastic guess. No.
Really?
It's actually a reference to an American movie from 1984 called Red Dawn.
Okay, I know
and
the original.
And there's a remake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've seen either.
Red Dawn was a bunch of kids who fought a bunch of Russians we were invaded by Russia on American soil, and these kids were fighting. It started a young Patrick Swayze, and they were Wolverines, and so they would tag things that they destroyed, Wolverines. And I just thought, oh my gosh, how crazy that movie, because it was like a symbol of resistance, and resistance in the face of insurmountable odds. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting that resonated with somebody there, and that they did this on a destroyed Russian tank also, and then it was Russia in the movie, and then Russia here committing real life atrocities. True. So yeah, I just thought that was kind of interesting. I thought it was kind of cool, but like, you can't say that around.
You don't want it
thing to
be cool. Like, you don't want it to happen.
Yeah, you wish it didn't happen
at all. But you're like, okay, it's hard not to think of all the war movies you've seen where you, as a guy, are like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So,
well, there you go. That's gonna do it for the Aftercast. What do we got for birthdays?
Birthdays. I've got one here. Why is my internet not coming up? Okay, so you have Jamie Church. She's wishing her son Lincoln happy birthday. He is 12 now, loves Minecraft, movies, and pizza.
Nice.
He is super smart and sometimes a bit sarcastic.
Ooh.
Way to get into that early, young man.
It served me well. So, Lincoln, that's a cool name, man. How old, 12?
12 years old.
Nice.
And he's only going to get cooler. That's awesome. Okay,
you start with a cool name like Lincoln, you got a leg up.
I know. Lincoln leg up. Nope, not a good joke.
Yep, you tried.
Yeah, okay. What is your perfect pizza, he asks.
You know what? I have a couple that I really like. I like barbecue chicken pizza, but a lot of times I'll replace the chicken with sausage because I like sausage.
So barbecue sausage pizza.
Yeah, and then I love Hawaiian pizza and bacon onion. Bacon onion's the one I probably get the most.
I think onion's such an underrated thing. I never grew up being like, onions are great.
Yeah.
But now onions are in everything.
Oh, absolutely. So that's my favorite pizza. I just had that yesterday, actually.
Oh, nice. I think that my favorite pizza is probably, I think that it's like we had this, it's a California burrito pizza. Oof. Where they put like steak on it, and they have this like avocado drizzle with the cheese and the onions. That's just me, but that was one of the most like perfect, pristine pizzas I've ever had. I also, for all the fancy people out there, love a balsamic reduction drizzle on pizza.
Well, that's fancy.
No idea what that is.
That
but
is fancy.
Makes it quite good.
I will tell you this. Wolfgang Puck used to have a series of fast food, not fast food, but like quick dining
restaurants.
And he would have a barbecue chicken pizza that was so good. But they took ranch dressing and did a ranch dressing drizzle over
so
the top.
Good.
And I hate ranch dressing. I'll never eat ranch dressing. No, we'll not
ever
eat it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like with anything. But on this pizza, there's something about the ranch and the barbecue. It is so good. So if you get a barbecue chicken pizza, ask them to drizzle some ranch on it. You will thank me.
I'm going
to
remember that.
It's really, really good. All right. So, my wife is texting me. Remember, it's your brother's birthday today. Yes, that's right. Yes, that is absolutely true.
Good reminder.
His is one of the only birthdays I do remember. And then my sister, Wendy, I remember her birthday too because it was always around July 4th, so I always remembered that. But for whatever reason, his birthday has always stuck in my head. I'm just not that person that texts happy birthday. I just don't. I don't know. I should get better at that maybe.
Well, I don't know. I think that at some point, like if I get a happy birthday text from my mom and my dad, that's fine.
Yeah.
My wife will say it. You guys will, you know, we'll do something here. But if my mom and dad text me, great. Yeah. I don't need any of my guy friends to say anything. I don't need any people at church to say anything. Like, a birthday has become not a, it's underrated.
Really fringe, too. Like, when you work in an industry and you're known by a lot of people or you know a lot of people, then the quick message is, happy birthday. And you're like, I haven't talked to you in 6 months.
Yeah, it's like, why do this?
And now I feel like I have to respond. Hey, thanks, man. Looking forward to a great day.
How you doing?
I don't need that in my life
at all.
It's more, it ends up being more work than it is fun, you know, kind of thing. So you don't no one has ever asked to text me, happy birthday. And I'll be just fine. All right, so with that, weekend plans,
weekend plans.
Everyone's got on weekend plans. All right, well, my wife is just blowing me up. So I have dinner tonight, apparently, someplace with Greg and Molly.
Look at you, just getting your day told
to
you
weekend
by your
wife. Absolutely. Weekends, man, like, I tend to leave things up to her a lot of times. Unless there's something specific I want to do, I'm like, if I'm building something or making something, like, look, what do you want to do? Whatever, I don't care. I was trying to get reservations for this really nice restaurant that you do, like, once a year. And
how many times have you gone in the last few months?
Well, one time I was being paid for, and one time I did it as a splurge to pay for our friends who we got a week's vacation because they paid for the entire stay. And so instead of me paying for this part of this condo, they were like, no, we want you to come out. And, you know, I'm like, just buy us dinner. So we went to a really nice dinner.
Well done.
But I couldn't get reservations, thank goodness.
Because you didn't want to eat, like, too late, was that?
No,
you
it's too late.
You could have gotten one, but it would have been, like, nighttime.
Yeah. Who wants to eat at 8 o'clock at night? What am I, 20 again? Like,
I'd still do it.
No, not me.
I was hearing you say that earlier, and I was like, I still would have taken
the reservation.
No, I'm too
old. No, I don't like to eat that late. So, I have zero, like, my weekend is so wide open. So I think I'll probably just leave it up to my wife wanting to do stuff, which then she'll go, ah, it's okay. She always talks herself out of stuff. She talks herself out of purchases. She talks herself out of plans. Like, she'll have, Friday night, we'll be like, okay, well, let's do this tomorrow. And she'll get up and she'll go, I really need to do that? I guess I don't really need to do that. And before you know it, like, a day is wasted. I'm like, I could have been building something.
Yeah.
You know, like, so it's that balance between letting her pick and decide. And I want to do stuff that she wants to do so she enjoys it. But maybe I'll go play pickleball with her this weekend.
There you go.
Like, she needs to learn how to play, and it would be fun. Because I was telling Gavin I went and played pickleball, and it's a lot of fun, miniature tennis. But I thought from growing up playing tennis and being like a good tennis player that I would be great at this and would just kind of walk on and be one of the best players. I can't stand that I'm not. It's driving me nuts.
Which will push you to get better.
I know, which will push me to invest in more money in this to get better, like better rackets. I'm not going to ever do coaching. But like I want to play more so that I can be one of the top five. My goal is to be like the top five guys out there.
Is a top five thing that you come up with in your head when you get there and you judge based on the 20 people there? You're like instantly
absolutely.
You know who and how to become
absolutely
that and where you rank amongst them.
Yep.
That's impressive.
And there's a new guy that showed up last night that very unassuming and was great. You're like, what in the world? All right, now I'm 16th, you know? And so, and there we played this one game. There were these two girls that were better than me, like better than me at pickleball, absolutely. And they were hitting the ball. And it wasn't like pickleball is a mix between hitting the ball hard sometimes and then just dinking.
Yeah.
And they weren't just dinking. Like this one girl, if you got the ball anywhere near like shoulder height, you were going to eat that ball. Ugh. Like she was crushing it. And I'm like, dadgum. So I'm like watching her and going, okay, I need to learn from
her.
How do
I grow from that?
And learn the styles. Because what's interesting is you play all these round robins, you just kind of pick up game. And so you play with different people and they all play differently. And so that's part of the fun of it. And it's like super social and everyone's really cool. So if you have like a pickleball thing in your area and you've been looking for something to do, like exercise, my calves still hurt, I highly recommend it. It's fun.
You just want your wife's calves to hurt with you.
Absolutely, I do. Gavin, weekend plans.
Okay, we're going to have dinner, or it's like we're doing a movie night with our small group tonight at the church. Don't know what movie, don't know who's showing up, but there's very little pressure on that.
What Christian movie will it be?
I know, it's at the church, so I'm like, all right, we got to...
Fireproof, no!
We got to rein it in a little bit. What's that one football movie? It's my favorite.
Blindside?
Facing the Giants.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
I liked that one.
Blindside might be a little too secular.
I might. Sandra Bullock's a little...
Not at your church, because you and I go to the same church. Yeah. So pretty. I know one church, when I came to Nashville, I first went to a church called Cross Point here.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd only been going to the service a couple weeks, and I liked it. I really enjoyed it. And then they did a cookout. And I'm like, oh, okay. So my wife and I went to this cookout. And as we pulled up, they had a DJ, and they were playing Journey, Don't Stop Believing. And I'm like, oh, this is fantastic.
These are my people.
I was in at that point, you know. That might be a good topic. We might talk about that. How did you know your church was for you? Because everybody has different ways by things that they judge it by.
I can answer that pretty easily.
I'm going to write that down. Save your answer for when we do this on Monday,
because I
just filled in boxes for Monday.
That's awesome.
All right, what else are you doing?
I think I'm going to have to mow the lawn tomorrow morning if it's not too wet after a little rain today. Sunday will be kind of like a woo day because it's sort of I think our church is throwing an extravaganza in a local park.
Yeah.
So Haley has like a 10-hour work
day. She has to work there,
so she works on Sunday mornings now, so she's got to do that. And then the event is at like 2, but she's got to set up, tear down at 5. I signed up for some slots to volunteer the event. I don't get paid for it.
Nice.
But
they're doing the egg drop from the helicopter, right?
I believe they should be.
That's kind of cool.
Cool use of funds.
They should. I was like, the egg drop's great, but what if you did a bowling ball drop? Like, that's going to get you on the news. Yeah.
For the way that you don't want to be on the news.
You know what? There's no bad press.
Press. You know what? I want to go to that church that drops bowling balls.
Yeah, exactly. You run out there with a helmet. It's so good.
Dodge them. If you walk away fine, then you win.
You can dodge a bowling ball. You can dodge a dodgeball. All right. That's going to do it for your Aftercast for today. And Betty Rock will be back on Monday.
Woo!
And the gang's all here. And we'll do this again then. Thanks for being a potty.